Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free For All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We have had a busy, busy week. We've had guests all week long. And so let's chat, shall we? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, we had the midterm elections this week, and I haven't had an opportunity to really discuss that with you, nor let you discuss that. So we're going to throw that one out there on the table. What do you think? There's all kinds of political jargon going on about it. The Republicans won, but did the Republicans really win? I mean, yes, they won. They won their elections. Was it so much a support of the Republicans as a strike against the policies that have been coming out of D.C. here lately? And, of course, they have to blame the Democrats because they were in control. So we shall see if it's going to switch now that we have a changing of the guard, so to speak. I don't have a lot of faith in the Republicans. And I think everything we hear right now, they're not talking about what they're going to do to improve the nation necessarily. They've mentioned a few things, but I hear out of their mouths what they do now is going to affect 2016. So is it really about taking care of things? We got 2 years between now and 2016. I don't want them to sit there and make all their decisions based on what's going to happen in 2016. I want them to get down and get busy and get to business. That's what I want. Lay it out there on the table. Let's get something done for the good of the nation. Not for the good of a party. I could care less about the parties. I want the people taken care of. Well, last week on Friday, I shared this with you, and I want to share it again because it's about equality. And what we were hearing over this election was the war on women is over, it didn't work, and da-da-da-da-da. Well, I never believed in it anyway. I had a long conversation with someone yesterday afternoon about that, and he was talking about, and if you remember the guest we had on yesterday, he said he had a female boss, but he had no problem switching gears and opening a door for her and treating her like a female. You know, business is business, but then there's just a certain thing. And another gentleman called, and he was telling me that he cannot make himself do anything any different. Well, we used to teach the men that they were to walk on the outside to protect the woman, and that's kind of in their nature. And then we've seen the big fight in Houston, and we are seeing this big fight across this nation about gay marriage and how they want to be equal. So I want to share this about equality once again, and I want you to stop and think about what it truly means. I am no way ever, ever offended, but very flattered if someone opens the door for me. And you know, when I go someplace, I hold the door for the next person coming in if they are close behind me. It's called courtesy. Equality. By Christ's stripes we are healed. And time has proven that by man's stripes we are displaced. Inequality, balance, and unity. Now stop and think about that for just a moment, about being displaced by man's stripes. Think of all the chaos and the laws that have been written, especially in the last couple of decades or more. You can't even possibly know what the laws are. There are so many. And it causes an imbalance, and it causes an inequality. And a lack of unity. As we watch these election returns, and I listen to the jargon from every side of the aisle, I didn't hear unity. I didn't hear anyone speaking about unity necessarily. What are they going to do? How are they going to get this done? How are they going to trump? What's the reaction of the White House going to be? Da 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 da. Well, we go on to say equality, and this is what maybe upsets people, is mentioned in the Bible. Equality applies to all existing things, including marriage. Equality is not met in a same-sex marriage. They can say it is all they want, but it's not. That is not equality. Equality has to do with reproduction in nature. Nature consists of all living things on earth. Stop and think about the equality and the balance of nature. Balance is also a part of equality that all living things may exist. Important for all reproduction of mankind, animals, nature, substance, and substances, etc. You got to have both to exist and to continue on. The cause of equality stays off burden. Great burdens happen when God's commandments and statutes are forsaken. Think about what's going on as we as a nation stop acknowledging a creator God. The widows, the orphans, the sick, and the poor are often left in the realms of inequality. It takes the balances in God's word to stay off inequality and work toward balance. All men are created equal, which pertains to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Not the guarantee of happiness, but the guarantee that you could pursue happiness. So when we think about equality and balance in our lives and in our nation, and we see what's happening, it doesn't take a rocket scientist or a genius to figure out we are completely out of balance. The Democrat and the Republican Party and the other parties, the Libertarian parties, the Constitution parties, the Green Party, whatever, we're not supposed to be enemies. We should be working toward the same goal. But we're not. We're out of balance because we aren't focusing on the same goal. What should that goal be? Well, how was this nation established? That goal should be liberty, should it not? And these elected officials are there to protect that liberty. They're not there to make sure you get insurance. They're not there to make sure you get a health care. That's not what they're there for. They're there to protect this nation. They're there to guard your freedoms and your liberties, not take them away. Not tap, tap, tap and break them away. So I have an opinion poll here of my own. Now, I didn't do it on my own. I had help with it. But I have an opinion poll here I want to share with you. We've had an election. So this is a government representation opinion poll, and we're going to be going into a break here shortly. But I want to share this with you. But again, it is Free for All Friday, and your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. What did you think about the elections? We haven't had a chance to chat about that. I hope you got your cup of coffee in front of you. 877-895-5410 as America discusses what's going on. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
E.J. Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. C.J. is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national. You won't want to miss an evening with Dr. Ben Carson when he speaks for Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event at the Holiday Inn Executive Center in Columbia, Missouri on Sunday, November 16th. Like millions of you, Dr. Carson is passionate about the value of life, and so is Vitae. Vitae reaches out to women through compassion and love. Join them on November 16th and personally witness a great American with great ideas and a great foundation doing great work. Go to adsforlife.org to reserve your seat today. That's adsforlife.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Ben Carson. Please join me for a special evening in Columbia on Sunday, November 16th. Like millions of you, I'm passionate about the value of life, and so is the Vitae Foundation. Working tirelessly, they use media to reach women facing difficult choices during unplanned pregnancies. I've saved many lives, and you can save even more by joining us on November the 16th. Go to adsforlife.org.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. And how are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, the sun is shining. We've got positive going on.
But they say it's going to get really cold next week.
I didn't want to hear that.
Well, I'm sorry. I have to tell you. Well, now you can get prepared.
That's right.
Otherwise, it might have hit you without you being ready.
The truth can be ugly, but we got to have it, right?
That's the way life seems to work best, yeah. I wanted to talk about equality and balance. And, okay, there's no natural equality in the world, and there's no natural perfect balance in the world. You know, everything is always out of balance, and everything is unequal. But there is a certain average, and things seem to be best when things are pretty close to the average. You know, like, for instance, most people are between 5 feet high and 6.5 feet high. And so that's a difference. There's inequality in the heights of people, but most people aren't too far from the average, and things would be really bad, and it doesn't cause too much problem, but things would be really bad if, say, some people were 6 inches high and some people were 20 feet high. That would really be an extreme imbalance that would mess things up really bad. And same thing with something like weight. You know, most people are somewhere between, say, 100 pounds and 250 pounds. And so there's inequality there, but it's not too bad. Suppose some people were 5 pounds and some people were 2,000 pounds. You know, that would be a really extreme imbalance that would really, really mess things up. And so I think in politics and economics, the one point where things are thrown extremely out of balance is the money system. Mm. You know, as money experts have explained over and over and over, all the rest of us that do some kind of honest work, you know, have to work and produce some kind of real good or real service, you know, for a pretty limited amount of money. Whereas the bankers have the power, by the system that we have now, to conjure up, you know, almost unlimited amounts of fiat money, which they loan out for profit.
Right.
And so they get much, 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 much richer than everybody else, and so have much, 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 much more political influence than everybody else. And I think that's the key point, you know, where things are thrown so far out of balance. You know, it's the same as if most of the people were 6 inches high, and there were a few people that were 40 feet tall. You know, that's the kind of
well, I think I know where I land in that one.
The way it is.
Well, I'm going to take one little word that you said there, and I'm going to correct it, and that is we have to work. I think we should be looking at this as we get to work. And right now we have a lot of Americans that they're not getting that opportunity. And it's because of exactly what you've said. You know, things are out of balance because they're manipulating. And, you know, when we talk about balance, you talk about somebody being 5 foot and somebody being 6'5". You know, that's not necessarily an inequality unless I'm trying to reach something on the top shelf. But then, you know, I can get something easier on the bottom shelf for that person. It's a balance of things. And we are out of balance, and we are in a chaos because of all the laws, because of all the manipulation, and what you're saying. And it flies right down to the lack of representation. We do not have representation for the people. They are up there representing themselves in corporate America. And by corporate, I don't mean the little mom-and-pop businesses that have incorporated. We're talking about the large corporations with the big money that are running things, that are doing all the lobbying to get things a little bit nicer for their industry. And you and I both know that that's what's going on.
So the
play money, you know, the monopoly money that we have.
that's what I'm saying. I think the key to correcting this imbalance, if it ever is going to be corrected, which, you know, I don't know if it will or not, but the key to correcting it is to get back to some kind of money system where a few people don't have the power to create, you know, virtually unlimited money out of nothing, out of thin air, and then loan it out for profit. Because then, people would be more... somewhat more equal. There would never be perfect equality.
Wouldn't it add to balance, Joe, if the money had a backing?
Oh, that would be.
Doesn't that balance out the scale rather than have all this fake money they're just notes? That would be ideal.
Go back to commodity money. So all money represents real wealth that, you know, has been created, brought into existence.
Nobody can
conjure up money out of nothing.
That would
do more than anything else, I think, to restore
the
balance.
Absolutely. Well, you and I agree on that.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Let's go back to talking about a representation. On this poll that I have here in my hands, let me read it to you. The United States Constitution and the Declaration of Independence does not advocate dictatorship and destruction of we the people's freedom. The Declaration of Independence states these facts. We the people are created equal. To secure these rights, government are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. This is we the people. Now stop and think about what that means. Now one thing that happened with the votes Tuesday, it's been a long week. One thing, when I say the Republicans won or the Democrats lost, the real victory to me would have been if 3 times or 5 times or 10 times the number of people had showed up at the ballot box. But for some reason, and maybe it's because we call it midterm, for some reason, we seem to think the midterm elections aren't as important. Because for some reason, though, midterm elections seem to be more driven about being against a policy or an agenda of whichever party's in charge. Why are we casting votes like that? And why are we... Yes, we need to be making decisions. We need to be judging what they're doing. And I think it was pretty clear that American people are upset with the way things are running. And again, let me say, right now, Obama's in charge, but he's not been the one in charge forever. We've had Republicans in charge. Things have been going downhill for a long time because we have this big government mentality. And unfortunately, American people seem to have this idea that big government should be telling us what to do and running our lives and saving us and saving the day. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. Right here in this, it says, their powers from the consent of the governed. You and I are the governed, and we are the powers. That's why it's so important to wake up those out there who are not voting to get out and vote, to get involved locally in their communities. That is so vital. We have got to teach one another. We're the ones in charge. Let's go on with this. The laws remain on the books at this time, but are gradually fading as public voices are silent, blocked in silence by a misrepresentation's destructive appointees. Talking about bureaucrats there. He who makes the laws likes to practice them. Think about that. They make these laws. They're all lawyers. They like to practice them. It's a guaranteed job. Job guaranteed. Concerned American citizens dislike dictatorial mandates, unfavorable laws, excessive taxation, invasion of privacy, unwanted health care, destruction of destructive appointees used by representation amiss, repetitious illegal voting, voting for immoral, unsound character in representation. The vices and devices are growing that destroy healthy freedoms. It is the time for moral citizens to stand up for the rights of freedom. This is the time, my friends. Laws deplete or generate money in favor of people's inclusion in favorable laws drafted that govern business and trade in America. When masses of people are excluded from favorable law advancements, burdensome imbalances are met financially by taxing them. Question one. Do you, as a citizen of the United States of America, think government representation should resign from their honorable positions when the United States Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the rule of law set forth from these documents are omitted or ignored by representation? Yes or no? We're going into a break. There's a few more questions here on this questionnaire. It's an opinion poll, and I thought it was very timely considering we just had midterm elections. And while one party seemed to dominate over the other, I'm concerned because voter turnout wasn't greater than what it was. 877-895-5410. We've got to come together, my friends. 877-895-5410, and bring America home, and we will be right back.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in one-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. C&J Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm sharing with you a government representation opinion poll. And you can get this opinion poll if you send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, or I'm going to put it on my blog, and you can reach it there and just download it and print it off. First question was, I'm going to repeat that. Do you, as a citizen of the United States of America, think government representation should resign from their honorable positions when the United States Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the rule of law set forth from these documents are omitted or ignored by representation? Yes or no? I don't see them resigning, do you? But yes, they should. Should equality in business, trade, and relief from taxation be allowed to balance hardships facing people across America? Yes or no? The third question. Should government representational demands in Washington, D.C. of dictatorial laws, outlandish taxation, clusters of of destructive appointees over American citizens be allowed to prevail? Let me repeat that one. Should government representational demands in Washington, D.C., of dictatorial laws, outlandish taxation, clusters of destructive appointees over American citizens be allowed to prevail? I want to stop there a second. I was watching Fox last night. I've been trying to watch and watch and listen, and sometimes I just get angry. But O'Reilly said something last night, and I'll tell you what, I got pretty mad at him. He said the majority of American people don't pay any federal income tax. Somebody want to explain to me what he meant? Does he think when you get a tax return, you haven't paid anything? Because I pay. And I bet you pay. Let's take a break here. We've got a caller from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Just wanted to make a comment on your resigning. Need to include the Supreme Court in that, too.
Okay. Yeah, they're not elected, are they, though?
Nope. They still need to be resigned or got rid of.
We need to find, yeah, and there is a way to get rid of them. Nobody lets you know that, but there is a way to get rid of them. We're going to have Go ahead.
Yeah, probably isn't going to happen in my lifetime.
Well, we're going to make it happen. How's that? How's that for positive sunshine today?
Works for me if it works.
Well, we'll try work on it. All right. Okay. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your comment.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, the next question, number four. Well, actually, it's a second question to number three. There's only three questions here. Should governors of states be allowed to expunge such destructive actions from their states? So we're gonna stop. We're going to go to Tom from Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Oh, fine, thanks. I was going to say about answer to Bill O'Reilly's question is about why Americans, he says they don't pay any income tax. Well, here's an answer, because the IRS has put all the entrepreneurs out of business in favor of the big corporations. Nobody can compete with their buying power. And the Supreme Court said that the 16th Amendment didn't give any new taxing powers to the federal government. They just go ahead and use it anyways. And a lot of times I'm hearing huge corporations that are making billions of dollars, and they're paying either no taxes. Sometimes they're getting credits.
Well, now, okay. Well, let me interject here. Corporations, they may pay a tax, but they reap it back because they have to make up for that, whether it's in their prices or whatever their services are, whatever they render, they have to increase those. So they really break even on that. But
yeah,
the American people, you and I mean, when I had a paying job, they take them out of your paycheck every month or every week, depending on how you get paid. So how is he saying the majority of people aren't paying an income tax?
I guess what I was trying to say is, in addition to what they want to take out in cash, there's also the time and trouble of keeping books and records. That's a compelled performance that shouldn't even be covered under criminal law. The government's claiming that they're some kind of damaged party and is entitled. They claim they can pass a law and whatever's in my pocketbook belongs to them.
Well, yeah, they already believe that. They own all the water from the rain dripping down. But how can O'Reilly say, I just need somebody to explain this to me because I just got angry with him, that the majority of people don't pay a federal income tax?
Well, he's making the big bucks. He can say anything.
Well, I guess maybe he doesn't pay it, but by golly, we've been paying it. All right.
There was one other thing I wanted to say on the, on the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4 guarantees the state's Republican form of government.
Mm.
And there's a double witness at the end of Article 5, it talks, Article 5 tells how to amend the Constitution. And then the very last half of the last sentence says that no state can be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate. Well, they've actually changed the Senate to something else. So,
absolutely.
So a state, when a state doesn't have any suffrage in the Senate, that violates that, because the guarantee, I mean, you know, it didn't say that the guarantee is for X amount of years or anything like that. So I don't think there's any need to repeal the 17th Amendment. I don't think it even exists in law.
Well, you know, I just don't understand how O'Reilly can say we don't pay a federal income tax. I do understand some of these other things, and we don't have representation because we changed how we elect those senators. So we really don't have a victory even when we think we have a victory, because we're not the ones being represented.
Well, we have two houses of representatives, and it makes no sense to have two houses of representatives. The only difference is the number of representatives and the length of their terms.
All right.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay. I'm going to go on to the next caller. I appreciate you, Tom. Thank you so much for trying to help me out there. We have Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, how are you? I haven't heard from you in a while. I've been getting your emails, but...
Yeah, well, I've been very busy getting ready for winter here. We're going to get another boomer.
Oh, it's coming, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. The one thing that came up many times, some people may have overlooked it, and I'll just bring it up to maybe refresh their memory. All of the people from the Republican Party were talking about how they won and how we have this leadership and here's what we've done. We're now a moderate centrist group. And they came right out in a number of cases where they said, we actually made sure that none of the Tea Party people got in on any of the primaries.
Yeah, I heard them. They made a comment on Tuesday night, or was it Wednesday morning? I don't remember for sure, that this big win was going to keep the Tea Party Republicans at bay.
Well, that's to be seen.
Yeah, I don't want them to be at bay.
Those folks are pretty energetic, and I agree with what they're, in principle and in many other ways, with what they're saying, because what they want to do is bring us back to the constitutional rule of law. Now, I was talking to a couple of people that, let's just say, I will assume they were a part of a minority sexual alternative, we'll use that term, okay? Mm-hmm. And I reminded them that our Constitution is a centrist document. It covered everybody.
Yes, it did.
Our Declaration of Independence said we, the people, okay?
Absolutely.
Our Articles of Confederation, which we operated under for 17 years, and we're far better off than we are now with a federalist, central federal government, was very, very... Well, let's just say they made it the number one thing on the list, aside from individual rights, that those rights were uniformly distributed and you had access to them. But being a dual society, if you violated someone else's right, then it would have to be forfeiture of your rights or property to make up for the difference for restitution.
All right. Hold on, Therese. We got to get out. We're into a break. I went too long. We'll be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSE Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. at WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio. Canby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Canby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Canby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Canby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Canby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Canby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Canby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Canby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSE Talk Radio and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to go back to Therese before we go on. We've got a whole bank of callers coming in now. Therese, I apologize. I was concentrating on what you're saying, and I wasn't watching my clock.
Oh, so I wanted to. I wanted, do that sometimes.
I wanted you to finish, and then I had a comment I wanted to drop by you.
Go ahead. But in closing, I think what we're looking at here is that, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. All we're going to see here are different faces, different names. I think we'll have nothing but the same old stuff.
Yeah.
It's just that the candidates that lost no longer had any use to those who were trying to bring about, quote, the changes. So now they put a new face up there, and everybody's going to be happy and stupid and go home and have beer and pizza, okay? and we've seen this happen so many times before, okay?
Yes, yes. The battered wife syndrome as well.
And what else? Well, you said you had something you wanted to say.
Oh, I wanted to comment on Boehner's tough talk. Did you get to hear that?
No, I didn't. I was lucky.
I had to just chuckle. Now he's talking tough, and I'm thinking, where you been the last 6 years?
Yeah, he's playing left out. That's what he's doing.
Oh, absolutely. He's a leader when he's got a whole bunch behind him.
Yeah. Well, let me let you go so the
right.
Folks can get on the air.
I appreciate it, Therese. Thank you so much. We have Paul from New Jersey. Paul, how are you today?
Beth.
Quickly.
I want to say one thing. We've got to follow. Well, Jesus Christ said he chased the moneylenders out of the temple. That was your Federal Reserve. Then he told his disciples, sell your coat and buy a sword. That's your Second Amendment. And thirdly, he took the coin out of the fish mouth and paid his tax. And that was by apportionment.
I wish we could do that with the fish, don't you, Paul?
Well, I'll tell you what. The income tax is a fraud.
Well, absolutely.
It's unconstitutional.
It is. It absolutely is. And you know, I don't know if you listened to O'Reilly or not, but he just made me angry last night when he said that.
Well, he's, right.
Well, he's not right. He's not right, Paul, because everybody's getting money taken out of their checks when they earn money, and it's going to the federal government in D.C., so he is not right. We are paying tax.
The money for the income tax does not go to the federal government. It goes to the IMF, International Monetary Fund.
Well, it goes out of, it's still getting paid out of people.
The AID.
It's still coming out of people's paychecks. We're still losing money on it. Absolutely. I'm going to go on because we're about out of time. So I'm going to go on to the next caller.
Right,
okay, Paul, thank you. We have Mike from Washington. Mike, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
The pundits keep saying that this is a referendum on Obama. And what this really is a referendum on the Republicans to see if they can find some spine and do what needs to be done in this first session of Congress, and that's impeach Obama, repeal Obamacare, and dismantle the EPA so that we can drill, mine, and log on federal forest land and have some real jobs for Americans.
You know, I agree with everything except for the impeach. Do I want him impeached? Yes. But I don't want him to waste time on that. I don't want him to waste energy on that. I don't want him to waste the press on that. I don't want him to waste money on that. I want to get down to business. We're not going to impeach him. Even if they impeach him, he's not going anywhere. So why do that? Let's go on with business. Let's do everything else you said. Let's get something done. And you know what? The Republicans, they can blame the Democrats all they want. Now it's their turn. Let's get her done.
Well, right? I think we should bring back dueling like in Andrew Jackson's day.
You know, I thought about that Trump the other day. That's why they're against the Second Amendment, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, those guys. I mean, well, I live in Washington State, and we just passed the most draconian gun law in America now.
And
it's just like, you know, we don't count the people on the west side of the Cascade Mountains. Those are, you know, those are the lefties over there. I live in eastern Washington, so we've got a little bit more sense over here.
Well, I got to be in Washington one time. I had a son stationed at Fort Lewis and went up there to visit him in the Seattle area. So I got to be there for a little. It's a beautiful, beautiful state.
Yeah, it's a beautiful state. I just don't know what happened, you know, for the last 4 years. It's
well,
like,
I'll tell you what happened.
The
Republic's been asleep at the helm. And now we're trying to wake up because, you know, we're getting hungry and we're wondering where all those jobs went and where all that money's going out of our paychecks. And it's
amen to that.
All right. Mike, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth.
You're welcome. You know, going back to this government representation opinion poll, I'm going to post it on Facebook in the form. You can go to my website and get it, and that's just csetalkradio.com, and it'll be under the blog. So I will post it there. You can print it off, and I would like to have your opinions on this. So you can send them to me, and that's just Post Office Box 7365, California, Missouri, 65018. And also, as we end the show here today, I want to promote the pen. The pen is I've had to go from monthly to bi-monthly. I am doing this and trying to save money for you and for me, and I didn't want to raise the price of it. It went from an 8-page to a 12-page periodical, but every other month instead of every month. And I have some really good writers. Marita Noon writes for it. Jim Beers writes for it. And we're going to have Jim back on again here real soon. And Mike Cutler has written for it. And I have a pastor that's written a series of articles in it. Pastor Pete here in the – he's a Lutheran pastor here in California, Missouri. I just absolutely love the man. And it's just full – and I write in it too. It's just full of information. And I read one time, back in the day, when our ancestors were fighting for liberty and freedom and independence, there were newsletters. And whether they were newsletters in their face or underground, they were keeping patriots informed of what was going on. If something was happening, a pastor was being flogged and beaten to death because he wouldn't take a license from the king, they had that in the newsletter. They let the American people, patriots, know what was going on. And I'm trying to do that with the pen. It's $24.95 for 1 year. It's a lot of money when you're out of work. I know that. It's a lot of money when you're skimping those pennies, trying to save those pennies to make ends meet. But it's one way to support CSC Talk Radio. And it's a hard copy. Unusual. It's in your hand. Nothing is copyrighted. You can pass it all around. I want you to, because it's about bringing America home. I'd like to break even on it, but it's about bringing America home. So if you would order that, $24.95, you can go to my website and order it, or you can just send me a note. And I'll tell you what, if you'd like, I'll send you a free copy so you can see what it looks like first. But you got to let me know how to do that, because I'll have to mail it to you. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. We've got to do what we can, folks. And we've got to support one another in this. Standing together, hands across the divides of our states, we've got to come together as an American family. No longer are we going to be labeled. No longer are we going to be divided by gender, by sex, by color, by height. No longer. We're family, and we're going to come together. And we will bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.